a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a sinister secretly an optimist.
By everybody. We need to be accepted by ourselves.
No rules?
Hell no, just do the damn thing. No rules.
So it's not the same thing, but be perfectly honest and clear about certain things.
Somebody in the house say
here we go again. It's Tuesday night, the Every Woman Talk Show. I am your host, Lee Bell. You know, it's funny. We try to come up with topics that are very interesting, and this particular topic became very interesting to me because of a few friends who we question what's going on in their lives. And our topic tonight was how many times are too many times to get married. We have a few friends that we grew up with that have gotten married 6 times, 5 times, 4 times, and not to judge or point fingers or talk bad about it, but is there a limit, or should there be a limit on how many times you say I do? Falling in love is one thing, and saying I do for me is something completely different, because that's the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. So you're telling me you found that many people that you want to spend the rest of your life with that many times? For me, I guess it's a little strange, because I have not had that success, I guess. Been married once, didn't think I would ever want to get remarried again, then met someone and was very much in love, wanted to get married again. I'm not sure now how I feel about marriage and being married. I know as far as, you know, our religion is concerned, it is a must, and that's in every religion. It's a must, you know, to finish the rest of your life, you should finish with someone and, you know, and make sure that person makes you happy and you make them happy. But can you find that over and over and over and over again? And what are we doing with our children when these things are happening? Our kids can't be but so old if we're in the age bracket that we're in right now. So what do we do with our young kids? Or what do we do with our teenage kids? Or what do we do with our older kids? Are we telling them, are we promoting that, hey, if that one don't work, go on to the next one. If that one don't work, go on to the next one. What's your thought on that? I need to know what your thought pattern is about that, how you think about that, what do you feel about that? Or should we just say, hey, that's their business and so be it? When I asked one of my girlfriends, who have been married, I think this is like her 4th time, I said, well, how many more times are you going to do this? And her answer to me was, until I get it right for a minute. I'm like, until you get it right. All right, well, that's the way you feel. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, makes sense to you, makes sense to me. Nance, what's your feelings on that?
I mean, you know, I don't know. Is there a number when people getting married? I think if you got to be happy with the person you're with. I mean, and if you're not happy, you know, and you can't weather the storm, maybe it's time for you to go on. And maybe, you know, discontinue it. I mean, I guess some people hold marriage in a different way. Some people look at the first sign of trouble and they say, okay, I'm out. You know, they don't understand, do better or worse. Then you have some people who kind of use marriage as kind of like, you know, just something to do. I mean, you know,
right.
I guess sometimes you got some of these celebrities out here who get married a lot.
That's the point. Exactly. That's the point I think I'm making. Some of us don't take it as seriously, I think, as it should be taken. So if you've gotten married 4 or 5 times, I don't think it's the marriage that's the problem. I think it's something that you may be doing in the marriages that may be the problem. So to continuously keep doing getting married to tell me until I get it right, first maybe you need to get yourself right. Because maybe it's not marriage and who you're marrying, but clearly it's got something to do with who you are and how you are living and doing in this marriage. For you to have gotten married 4 or 5 times, and we're only, and I'm 50, and everybody's younger than me, but I know. So let's just say 50 years, and let's say 25 years. Let's say 25 years.
Right.
5 marriages, 4 marriages, that's a lot. That's a lot to be in love, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this person once. Okay, no, that don't work. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this person twice. No, you know, that ain't going to be that. I'm going to spend the rest. I just think that instead of doing it that way, instead of getting remarried and married over and over and over and over again, I think we need to start searching inside ourselves and find out why those marriages, those first 2 marriages, didn't work. And see, if the third marriage, you do something different, it might not have to be a 4th or a 5th or a 6th or, you know, whatever the case may be. I know in my religion that there is a very high rate of divorce and marriage in the community that I'm in and the religion I'm in. And I think it's mainly because we look at it like instead of fornicating, you definitely need to be married because that's the way God wants it to be. However, don't make that an excuse to get married. Don't make that the reason why you're getting, oh, she's cute. She's cute, so you know what, let's just do this. And that way I don't have to worry about what God says because we're under God's covenant and we're good. But yet, did you get to know that person? Did you get to know to find out whether that person is compatible to the things you need and you like and you want? And are you compatible to things that she wants and she likes and she needs? I think we jump into this marriage thing so hastily that we don't really who we are getting married to. Like we say, you know, you're not supposed to drink the water from the well, so you know what the well is like, or don't drink the cow from the milk or whatever that goes. Sometimes you gotta have a sip of it to know what's going on. And I'm not talking about sex. Let's leave that out of the equation. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about getting to actually know the person. Because you might find out very, very soon that marriage is not an option for the two of you because there are certain things that the two of you are not compatible with. You know, there was another question that I wanted to pose with this particular subject. When we meet somebody, can you tell right off whether or not your marriage material or you're compatible with that person? Do you think you can, Nasty? Do you think it's possible?
I mean, are you talking from a woman's perspective to a man or a man to a woman?
No, from your perspective. I'm going to give mine from a man's perspective.
I mean, you know what? Honestly, I you know, the looks is always a part, but at the same time, that person may look fine. They seem they have everything going well, but you know what? That person may not be right. I mean, just because they may be right and doing something they doing, you know, okay, she got a career going on, but maybe she's so obsessed with her career, she's not willing to put in no time for a relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So it may not mesh. You know, I guess it would take time. For me, it would take time to get to know the individual and know the person and see if our lives can coexist. You know, I mean,
Do you believe that once you're getting to know that person, though, and you see those tell signs that there may not be some compatibility there, that you need to then address it and move on instead of trying to find a way to change it? Because I think what we do, especially with women, we hear what we want to hear and we see what we want to see. So
I think same thing for men. I think same thing for men. Definitely.
I think so.
I think men do that too.
Because I think what we do is we think we can change you. So we think, you know, he may not be a movies person now, but when we date a little longer, he'll love to go to the movies because I love to go to the movies. No. If he's not a movie person then, he's not going to be a movie person later on. If he's not a family-oriented person when you met him, he's not going to be a family-oriented person when you're dating him. It's just not who they are. But we think we can change you. So we think that the longer we stay with you, the more we do for you, the more we give you, the more we make you happy, that you're going to turn into this man that we, this robot of a man that we have created. That does not happen. And that's when I believe those most of those marriages don't last, because we have this persona of what we want, but that man cannot fulfill what we want because he was never the man to be able to fulfill it from the door. I have a girlfriend who got married. From the time they got engaged, we kept saying, this is going to be a disaster. This is going to be a disaster. They're not compatible. You know, she's very, she came from a pretty wealthy family. And so she, you know, she got things, you know, given to her. And when you have that mindset, that's who you are then. That's what you're used to. That's what you're going to want. And the guy that she was going to marry could not provide for her the way her father provided for her, and, you know, her mother provided for her and the things she had. So I said, you know, it's cute to date somebody like that, but when you're talking about somebody to spend the rest of your life with, are you okay with the fact that he can't provide for you because you've always been provided for? That has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with it. We good. Okay, no problem. It didn't last a year. It didn't last a year because what she thought she could handle, he was going to become this world man who was going to start doing all these different things to make sure that she got everything she wanted, but he did not have it in his means. Now, did he want to do it? I'm sure. He did not have it in his means to do it. But you knew this before you married this man. You knew this before you married him. But you thought, what? I can change him. He's going to want to do more to provide for me. He's going to want to give me more to provide for me because he loves me. Well, that may be true, but is he capable of doing those things? So I think failed marriages come with the fact that we didn't get to know the person, and that we should have taken more time to find out our wants and our needs and his wants too, and make sure that those things are the same. Because if they're not, then you're fighting a losing battle. You're fighting a losing battle, and it'll never, ever, you know, get any better than what it is. I'm really waiting to hear from some of my guests to call in to tell me what they feel about it. How many times is too many times?
The boards is lit up right now, definitely. You know, just remind the callers, you got to hit that one button so it'll let me know that they want to talk to you. So the lines are definitely
Absolutely.
Open.
All right, you want to take a music Absolutely. Break, and we'll come back and see who's on the lines and see if anybody wants to talk to us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, just remind them, give them the number again to call in and hit that one button, and we will gladly bring them on.
That's right. You have to dial 646-478-4507. Push 1 to speak to the producer, and the producer will let you in with me.
Sounds good. So we have a caller. So we come out the break, we'll bring that caller on, okay?
Wonderful. Sounds good.
Shining your light.
right, are we back?
We are back.
Okay, great. So we have our caller, our guest on the line. Mel's going to come in, and we're going to talk about this topic and see what Mel has to have to say about it.
Sounds good.
Hey, Mel. Mel hasn't been on with us for a minute. Mel got a new job.
I do, and I am still en route from that new job. But it's coming along well, and I made a great decision. Well, Allah made the great decision for me because I waited 2 years for this new job.
Exactly. Well, you know, Allah is Allah of God, so it is what it is. So what do you think about how many marriages are truly married now?
Well, you know, from my own personal experience, I have to start out by saying I totally agree with you when you said getting to know yourself is the most important thing to do. Because, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I truly feel that a person who gets married multiple times has not taken the time to know themselves and what they really want and need.
Right.
My own experience was that I had been married. I was 24 years old, and my marriage was really based on my religious factor. I was very strong in Islam at the time, and
uh-huh.
my minister urged my fiancé to, you know, go ahead and make that move just to keep us from not, you know, living in sin. And so, you know, me being wrapped up in my religion like I was at the time, okay, you know. but we really hadn't gotten to know one another well enough to make that move. And it ended abruptly. Within 6 months, it was over.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was a real great experience for me, because that opened up my mind to the fact that I did not know myself,
mm-hmm.
and that I needed to know myself. I needed to gain confidence in what I want, and not what someone else says is going to be right for me to do, whether it's for religious reasons or not. You know, I'm not putting down religion. But what I'm saying is, you have to have your own mind about what you're doing.
Let's talk about that for a minute. The religion. We know as Muslims that there is no so-called dating, supposedly, in the religion.
Right.
We understand
that. However, we're supposed to be chaperoned everywhere, and we have to get approval.
But however, times have changed and things are very different.
Yes, indeed.
So, I'm not saying go outside the box, but what I am saying is take a little bit more time. Yeah, take a little bit more time. And I don't see how many new chaperone dates you're going to have. You may have to have a few of them before you make that decision, because jumping into it right away just gives you no time to know whether or not this man and this woman are compatible. Yes, you're compatible as far as the relationship, but what about everything else?
There's so much more.
What about everything else that comes along with making a marriage work? So if you
there
don't
is
take
so
time
much more.
To get to know that person, what's going to happen is, like in your case, 6 months, it's over.
It was over.
Now, you have to start all over again with another dude.
And
that's not cool.
It's not. And you know, to date, I have not legally remarried. But as you know, my partner and I have been together for a very long time.
Yes.
And right now it's as close to a marriage as I've gotten ever since I was 24 years old.
Right.
So, you know, we may get married again. You know, he too had a failed marriage. And so sometimes once bitten, twice shy for some people, you know, and for some people, once bitten, oh, well, go to the next one and get bitten again and again and again and again. So it depends on the individual. But me, myself, I definitely truly believe in, you know, knowing yourself and what you want is the most important thing. The most important thing.
And not to just know yourself, but to know the person, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yourself fully. Because we did not know one another at all.
And another thing that we do, that we have to start doing,
is wanting something from someone who can't give it to them.
Exactly.
If they're not capable of living up to whatever you need, then it's time for you to move on. You can't change people. You can't make them what you want unless you can build a man. Then, unless you can build a woman, then that person, you can't take. I know you're going to have the money to say, this is what I want you to do, this is how you're going to do it, and they do that.
Right.
You have
right.
to leave that person where they are, because that means nothing's going to change in that situation. Nothing's
yes, indeed.
And people
yes,
don't
indeed.
Change. People change for themselves.
For themselves. Yeah.
He's going to do something different because he loves you, because he's not. He's doing
no,
what
he's not. If this man tells you he does not want to have children, marrying him is not going to change his mind.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Like I said, you know, earlier in the show, just because you want to go to dinner every Thursday night doesn't mean he doesn't want to go to every Saturday. So you might have to find somebody that is very compatible with what you want and you're going to have a happy and you get to go to bed. So somebody gets married so bad. Because we're willing to do anything with anyone to be able to say, my husband, well, you know what? It's not that serious.
No, it's not. I agree.
Don't want to grow old alone, but nor do I want to be able to say, that's my husband, but not even know who he is.
Right.
You know, not even know. I probably could ask, see, 4 or 5 people have been married, but most of the people are, that the show is about. Asking two things about the people they married, they probably don't even know anything that such an answer to those cycles because you never get the couple of times. You think you know you want some it's a two, okay? That is not the ground of marriage.
No, it's not.
You know, and then some of us marry people in family. And you don't want to be why are you in it?
That's right.
You are thinking about getting married again. You would like
I am.
Yeah. Who really doesn't want to be married? I mean, who wants to
right.
go old?
And it's not so much as like being alone, but nowadays, you know, there are certain benefits that come with that piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's being on the other one's insurance policy, mm-hmm. or you know, an inheritance thing, or you know, sometimes it's more than just being in love with that person. Sometimes it's and this is one of the reasons why the gay community are fighting so hard for their rights to be legally married because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have this one working on this job and maybe this one's going to school,
mm-hmm.
and you can't put your partner on under your health insurance benefits because you're not married. And
well,
the law wouldn't let you get married. And you know,
we even talk about that. Now, you can put your partner on your insurance. You do not have to be married. It depends on the company that you work for. However, they don't let you do that in a heterosexual relationship.
I know.
So, I mean, I don't think you should have to be married to be able to do that. I think you have to be a limit of years that you have been with this person to show that you guys have the stability to be able to do that.
A real committed relationship.
Right. That I don't think needs to be. I don't think you need to be married to do that because some people don't want to get married and some people will never get married. But that doesn't
right.
mean that they're not going to be with each other for the rest of their lives. Now,
exactly.
People will also argue the point that marriage is also like a business. And it is.
For some people, it really is. Yeah,
it's a
I mean, it is. It is. It's a business. It's you know, working together. Anytime you're working together, what is that?
It's a contract that you're in, and when you break that contract, there are penalties that you have to deal with. And I just think that you know, we don't take it as serious. If I tell you something just happened, okay, I'm going to put this out there, and I just pray none of my family members are listening to this. Right? Go to a wedding, and the couple are getting remarried. They were married at one time. They divorced, been divorced over 20-some-odd years. rekindled whatever, you know, never happened. They rekindled their love. And so now they're getting remarried. So we go to this big, extravagant wedding. And during the exchange of vows, the groom says, I'm thankful that you guys came to hear this.
I'm going to call you when I get in the house. Don't forget to come up.
We are going to, in the future, have a civil service. I said,
you said that
a marriage. You got this big wedding, y'all are married. Is that what we? Is that what this is coming to? Like, we are so hard up to want to be somebody's wife or somebody's husband that we go through all of this and not even have a piece of paper to say that we are actually husband and wife now? Like, I was so confused. And I'm like, listen, I would rather take y'all to White Castle after I leave the Justice of the Peace and save my money in my bank account and spend all that money on a big wedding and then it not last because we do not even know anything about each other or what brought us to this point where we had to get divorced to try to get remarried. For me, marriage is very sacred. It's a, you know, serious thing. I think when I got married, I was very young, and I don't think I looked at it so serious. I just, you know, we were together, we were in love, let's get married. And someone said to me, I will never marry again just for love. And I didn't understand that when they said that to me. I will never get married again just for love. Well, in my eyes, I'm saying, well, what do people get married for? I thought people get married because they're in love. But just like you just said, Mel, no, that's not why people only get married. People often get married because it's a business.
Yes.
It's a business.
Yes,
I
indeed.
Need something that I have.
Yes.
You know, and I don't know if you're going into it with just the business aspect of it and there is no love, and literally let it be just business. You know what I'm saying? Don't, if all you're thinking about is the business aspect of it, and I don't know whether or not you're living together and playing husband and wife role with it.
Yeah, but that's like marrying someone just to become a citizen. That's strictly
exactly.
A business with
exactly.
No love involved. Yeah,
exactly.
We're not. Yeah, I'm not agreeing with that.
Exactly.
Right.
So I don't think that we should play those games, you know, as much either.
Those can turn out to be a very hurtful game.
Exactly, because you know what can happen in those situations, in those business arrangements, whether it be that kind or any other. Somebody
can
fall in love with somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
And
usually, that usually is the case.
Really have that anymore, and the other person is not going to feel that. And then,
no, the other person is going to be strictly business.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second now. Hold on 1 second.
Certainly. Okay.
So, you know, I just think it's important that we educate ourselves on relationships, and we educate ourselves on marriage and what it's going to take to be a good wife, a good husband. And I don't think you have to get married 4, 5, 6, 7 times if you still know that you have become a scholar at it because you've done it that many times. I think you're making the same mistake over and over again, and you're not looking into the real problem. What made your first or your second marriage fail?
Right.
You know, I know what my marriage failed with. My first marriage failed because, one, I was too young to be married. I should have gotten married.
Mm-hmm.
At that age, I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
And the
I was
other
very
thing
young.
Was, he was very
awesome.
Young, and he had a lifestyle that he lived, and either I was with it or I wasn't. And at the beginning, I was because I was young, but as I started to mature, then I wasn't.
Right.
So
right.
That is it. You know, you're not coming home. You hit the street all the time. Well, when I was young, it didn't matter to me. I didn't really care.
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter to me because I knew, but I was like, whatever. You know, I care less, whatever. But as I started getting older and more mature in our relationship, I'm like, wait a minute.
They come out home. But I ain't seen you in 2 days. Oh, okay. Well, let's make this an even forever thing. You know, let's just make this real good for you on your end. And you just go ahead and leave it. And when I did that, he could not believe it because I had accepted it for so long. But when I got married, when I thought I was getting married, I thought I was getting married for the rest of my life. This was it. This was what I was going to be with. This is what I was going to grow old with. This is the way it's supposed to be. So when I finally made a decision that this was no longer beneficial for me, only beneficial for you, things became a little different.
Yes, yes. The bright light comes on, you know.
Exactly.
My marriage was, you know, we just did not know one another. We did not know one another long enough at all. And then, you know, now you're living with this person and your views on, I mean, we couldn't even agree on what freaking toilet tissue to buy.
Oh,
you understand?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, we need to buy this one. Sure, it costs more, but it's better on your butt. And, you know, as opposed to the cheap one, that's not so good for your butt. And it's like we're standing in the supermarket having this such a disagreement about tissue. And I was like, this is silly.
Yeah, this is silly.
Another situation was I wanted to go out to an event. The Broadway show Cats was on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And he's questioning me about, well, you know, what kind of production is it? Is it black? Is it white? And I'm not, it's not a black
and
white
thing. What difference does it make?
What difference does it make? And he started letting the religion, our religion,
dictate everything
we did. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, this can't be what life is all about. It can't be. You know, there's got to be something other than, you know, our religion. We can't base every single thing we do on that, can we?
And if he found the wife that was willing to do that.
Yeah, and maybe and hopefully he did.
You know, and that's the whole thing. He needs to make sure that you were as gung-ho and down dirty as he was, or he claimed to be. You know, because
sometimes he was actually very willing to do.
So he was learning as well. So sometimes people want us to do things that they won't even do, but they want you to do it.
Or sometimes they see, like, he was looking at our minister and his wife and putting ourselves in their shoes.
In that
but
shoe.
We were not them.
Right.
We were not them.
Right.
We were our own persons, and
right.
we have to act accordingly.
Right. But if he had taken the time to know you, then he would have known that, oh, Mel likes to go on Broadway plays. Oh, Mel likes jazz. Oh, Mel likes this. Oh, Mel likes that.
Right.
So you know
and
what?
And these are
it's
things
okay.
we did not. Right. Right.
It's okay.
We
because
didn't know.
I know that pushed you. You know, we had this conversation. I don't know if you saw my Facebook page yesterday. It was a little heated. I posted something about Janet Jackson on there. And,
I did not see that.
It was about how she's, you know, she's starting a tour again, but she decided she won't really do any raunchy things because she, you know, accepted religion and so on and so forth. And, you know, her husband, at one point in their marriage, because he's very devout, he did not want her performing at all.
Oh.
And then he had to think, like, wait a minute, this woman has done this all her life. This is all she knows.
So how can I stop her?
Right. If I take this from her, do I have a right to take this from her? And if I do, where is that going to leave our marriage?
Right.
Is she going to be happy? She's going to be very unhappy because this is not who she is.
You
so
got
they
that
compromised.
Right.
Compromise. They had a compromise.
That's now, and that's what it's about. Yes.
That's what it's about.
Compromising.
Now, she be
that's a big part
she's
of it.
Singing as far as religious? No. But guess what? She's going to answer that when it's time for her to answer for that. But he made a compromise in their marriage because he thought about it. He said, wait a minute. This woman, this is her life. This is all she knows. She doesn't know anything other than performing.
Right.
Wasn't ever a candy striper. She was never working in Burger King. She never
That's
was
right.
waitress. All she knows is performing.
That's why
so
she wasn't staying home, raising kids.
Exactly.
Right.
They made
right.
a compromise. That, in my post,
a brother came on there and said to me, said, can somebody tell me, when did she take her, when did she become Muslim, when did she take her shahada? And I said, I don't know why you could even, why you even think you're able to ask that. Did I see you when you took yours? Did you post yours somewhere? Did you, you know, put yours in the National Choir or something? I'm like, who are we to judge anybody for what we do? But when I ask these questions on my show, how many times or too many times, it's not because I'm judging someone. It's
you're asking
really
a question
because
you
want to
know.
I'm asking a question.
That's
for me,
understood.
Like I said, if you have to get married 52 times to get it right, if you're doing it the right way, then damn it, do it. But
do
if you
it.
Have not taken the time out to find out why the hell the last ones didn't work,
then take
then
a break.
You're doing a disjustice to yourself.
Right.
You're doing a disjustice to yourself, to
I
your
agree.
Children. So now you got five other ex-husbands that the kids know.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, it doesn't make sense to me. So when I was told I'm going to do it so I get it right, I said, oh, okay. And I'm going to leave it at that because
right.
If that's your mentality toward it, then how could I, why should I have anything to say about it? What gives me the right to say to you, well, that's a stupid way to look at it.
Right. Because we all, yeah.
That's what I
especially
would never
if
say
we're
that
talking about a grown-up.
I don't think it's a way to look at it. I think that's the way she looks at it. And not only her, I spoke to a brother today, well, really close with a brother, and he said to me, he's been married 3 times, too, and I said to him, oh, it's a good show for you in a joking manner. We're laughing about
it. Right.
And he said, honestly, seriously, I'm going to do it until I get it right. I said,
okay.
That's what she said. So if that's what you got to do to find your grow old partner, then you got to do it your way. If that's your way,
yeah,
then that's your way. But in that way, in that line of that way that you feel like that, are you still readjusting yourself? Are you still trying to figure out the things that went wrong in a marriage just to make sure that it doesn't happen in the next one? Or are we just saying, I'm going to marry this one and hopefully it's going to work out?
No,
I'm going to marry this one because hopefully it's going to work out. So we can't hope. If we don't change the things that were wrong, hope
in the
that.
First
hope
time,
hope
right.
Hope means nothing. Exactly. Hope means nothing.
Exactly. No, you got to work at it. Hoping is, right. is just, yeah, hoping is just
and,
what
in
it
your
is.
Case,
hoping.
In your case, if you had probably stuck in there a little longer, you don't know what that would have happened, what it would happen
I
with
don't.
That. But because
I don't
you were
know.
So young, right, because
I
you
ran,
were so young.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what my producer said earlier. Sometimes we just run away at the first sight of hardship because we think it's supposed to be easy. We think, you
right.
know, we think it's
right.
going to be easy, but that's not
I
true.
I did
anything
think it was
worth
supposed
having,
to be easier than that. Right.
Anything worth having is also worth fighting for.
Right.
But at 24, you don't see that.
I knew
you
nothing.
Understand that. You don't know that. Oh, you say, this man crazy. He don't even want me to go see a play.
Right.
Because if you had waited just a little bit more and said to him, listen, whatever Craig, whatever his name was, these are the things that I enjoy doing in my life. These are the things that I want to experience. These are the things, and it's not going against the religion. It's not making us look like we're bad Muslims. It is not making us like we're bad Christians. It is not making us like we're bad Jews because we're going to do these things. These are just some of the things. As long as we're now drinking, fornicating, and getting high, I don't see an issue with anything else. You know, and but he didn't know you, and you didn't know him. But sometimes it takes time. It takes time. But once you had that first marriage, you knew going into the second marriage, you know what, I need to find out what's going on over here.
Exactly.
He needs to know that I like house music. He needs to know that I have this amount of friends. He needs to know that I got a lot of this kind of friends. I have gay friends. I have male friends. I have this guy, he needs to know these things so that he is willing to now say, you know what, I accept everything that comes with you.
Right.
That's the only way a marriage is going to work is if you accept everything that
everything,
comes with
the
that
good,
person.
The bad, the ugly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. Someone told me I'm too family-oriented. Says who? Says you? Says you. So if that's how you feel, then you already know that about me and that's something that you cannot accept. Guess what? I ain't the one for you. Easy, slice down the middle, no other way to think about it, no other way to talk about it. But you know there is something, one particular thing. It doesn't have to be multiple things. one particular thing that you do not like about that person, why would you marry him?
Right.
I don't care if it's the way he chews. Because
it's not, you're not going to start liking it all of a sudden.
You're going to hate it even more. Because now you're with it all the time. So now it's going to annoy you every single time you think about it.
Yeah.
Every single time you hear it. Every single time you see it. So if you don't like the way that man chews, every time he chews, you want to punch him in his face.
Got that.
You're going to want to punch him in his face as your husband, too.
Yes, indeed.
You know, we think marriage changes everything. If you and your partner were not very sexual in your dating life, did you think it was going to become a festival of lovemaking after you got married?
No, it's going to be exactly the same.
It's going to be exactly the same.
Yep.
So she's not like that or he's not like that. Whichever one wasn't given it, it's still the same person once you marry them.
That's right.
If I curse all the time before you met me, I'm going to curse all the time after you marry me because
that's
who I am.
Going on,
huh? So I think we need to just figure out who we are first, figure out who they are next,
right?
And then think about if those two people can mesh together and have a marriage. Because when we think marriage, you should be thinking for the rest of my life. Whether it is a word to death, do us part.
Yes,
I don't know
exactly.
If you said that, but that the gist of it is, this is the person you are supposed to grow old with. Now, we already old. We ain't got that much further to go.
I really got
Dr. Claim with y'all.
That's right.
I already posted on my Facebook page. My grade is coming in already. I'm trying to decide whether I want to embrace or let go.
I have premature gray. So, I'm not embracing that right now.
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure about it. But what I do know is I don't want to marry somebody who I'm not compatible with. I don't want to marry somebody that I see more of the things that you get on my nerve with than more of the things that I'm like, I love.
Exactly.
And everything is a compromise. Everything. And I think making a pros and cons list of the people.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's a very good way of knowing.
Sure it is.
Mm-hmm. A very good way of knowing if, you know what, it's 50 on the page. Well, if you got more on the cons than the pros, then you know that you need to say, we can always be good friends, but we're just not compatible. And what's wrong with that?
There isn't anything wrong with that. A pros and cons list has helped me through a lot of things. I stopped smoking cigarettes with a pros and cons list.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
There you go. And, it's something that I think we don't do. We don't take serious. And I think it's really, you do that with your job. See, that's what you do with your cigarettes. We do it with our job. We do it with thinking about moving to a different state. We do it about, why don't we do it with the men or the women in our life? Why can't we do that? Why can't we write a pros and cons list of that and decide whether or not that's where we should
staying.
Be? Or, if it's worth staying or worth moving on, worth marrying or worth saying no, I think we'll be better off as friends than husband and wife. Because as friends, you're my boy. But as my husband, not so sure.
Exactly.
Not so,
right.
And, but the problem is we are afraid of being honest with ourselves, and we're afraid of being honest with other people. Everything we do is sugarcoated,
and that can be a problem. And we should not. And I learned that along the way. I definitely learned that along the way.
And this goes for friendships too. This goes for friendships too. I have a friend who I've been friends for some time now, and I'm feeling some kind of way about our relationship, and I never thought about doing a pros and cons list about our friendship, and I think I'm going to do that tonight because I hadn't decided whether or not talking was an option for me with it because I felt like, you know what, it's such a burden. If I feel so negative about it, then I should just walk away from it and let it go. That's it. I ain't got to deal with it no more. But we were friends for quite some time, so maybe I should rethink that and say, you know what, the little things that are bothering me, is that more things that are bothering me or is it just little things that are bothering me? Because if it's the little things, you can fix them. If they're not...
Sometimes little things, you can fix them and work through them.
Right.
Right.
And sometimes They
sometimes
can't.
It takes just a little conversation.
If you can't work through them, then it's time to move on. Same thing with dating somebody, you know. And let's not confuse our sexual desire with
Put it out there. Yes. That needs to be said. Yes. Yes. Sometimes you use that on that pros and cons list, but you can't let it outweigh, you know, the list. You can't put so much emphasis on it.
So I just got an email from somebody, and Stone always calls in, and I'm going to read her thing because she is hilarious. She says, when I marry, I better love your fart, your stinking feet, your clothes or not, loving the man you are. If you're going to be together, or it's not going to work.
Exactly.
Right. Yes, she said it. Yes, indeed. That's what it is.
And if you can't get all that out of that, then he is not the one for you. You know, it's hard to I'm just reading some of my emails and see if anybody has anything else to say. But it's hard to be able to explain that when you're in a relationship. So we need to think about this before we meet the person.
Right.
So that this is the way we want to go before we actually meet the person that we're saying I want to spend the rest of my life with. And when you're in that marriage, try really, really hard to make it work. Don't let the little thing separate you.
That's right.
Do a pros and cons list before you make a decision of divorce. Do a pros and cons list before you do a thing of separation. You know, and for me, separations don't work. For me, if you can't work it out when we're together, we don't need to separate to work it out. We need to work it out while we're together. We need to separate for good.
Yeah, because that's what working it out is. You work together.
Exactly.
You don't work separately.
Exactly.
Yeah, you work it together. That's what working together, working it out means working it out together. Not with me here and you there.
I mean, that it might work for some. I just don't think it works for me. I think when you do that, you separate it even more. And for me, I think if you leave me enough time to start thinking alone, then alone is where I'm going to want to be.
Yes, indeed.
That's just me. You know, maybe somebody else might need that alone time. I prefer not to have that alone time, because if you give me time to start thinking, I'm also thinking of a whole bunch of stuff that I probably never even thought of before. So you definitely don't want to give me any time to think. Keep me busy.
It makes me think of an episode of Friends that I don't know if you ever watch Friends, but Rachel asked Ross. She said, "Let's take a break." And in his head, taking a break meant, I'm going to go sleep with the next person that wants to sleep with me because I'm on a break from my girlfriend. But in her head, that's not what she meant. You know, she didn't mean go jump in bed with someone else. But we got to be careful with those separating things.
We have to be careful with what we say.
Yeah, when we tell somebody something like that, we do have to be careful what we're saying.
You have to clarify exactly what you're talking about. When you say, I need a break, during this break, what happens?
Are we still in
a monogamous relationship? Are we breaking to see other people to see whether or not this is what we
want? Lay down the rule.
You have to lay down the law, because if you don't, man will take any reason in the world to do whatever you want to do.
Yes, he will.
So if you crack the door for him, he's going to open the door and walk through it. So
that's
you
it,
can't
right.
give him an option, because that's just how it works. So, you know, we just need to really sit down. And I love Black love. I love to see people in relationships. I love to see people getting married. I do this for a living. So for me, it's wonderful and it's great. But not if we're doing it just to be doing. Like, I see some of these girls coming here, no exaggeration, spending their last penny on their wedding. And I'm like, I'm focusing more on the event than the reason.
Oh, and that's another thing. When I do get married again, it will not be that big old elaborate sham that I had at age 24. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. We will get married before the justice of the peace and maybe have a reception with people who are really close to us.
I told you, I'm taking y'all to White Castle. That's it. That's all I'm getting. I ain't getting no more than that. Y'all give me some flowers from ShopRite.
Uh-huh.
We're going to call it a day because I need my money.
Well, I ain't never said no to White Castle, so, you know, bring me a surf and turf. I will eat it.
See how I know my people? See how I know my people?
Oh, it got some cheese on it.
See, you got to take a choose a friend you know, see?
That's
so,
right.
You know, it's just crazy. Let me check in with my producers and my son we have.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Don't leave yet. Let me just see where we're at. See you there? Nath likes to leave me sometimes.
He always comes back, though.
Yeah, he always comes back. But he's good for leaving me his hot draw. I've been
here all the time just listening.
No, we
good. We good. You can have 15 minutes or if you want to do 15 minutes more, it's your call.
Do we have anybody else on the line that want to come in?
Right now, I just have listeners. A lot of listeners, Some people just want to listen to the show. They're enjoying the show right now. So it's a lot of positive vibe.
We can close out. Let me give some closing remarks from Nell because seeing Mary Jane comes on tonight. So I really don't want to talk to you guys anymore because I have to close and clear them up.
I know,
so love my people for Canada. Nell, what's your closing remark with how many times, too many times to be married?
Listen, however many times you think it is for you, for me, I don't think too many times. I can't do too many.
And that's what you...
I just think, you know, if you're going to be with somebody, make sure that's the person you want to be with. And nothing's easy. You got to put work in. You got to put work in order to make it succeed. That's my thoughts.
All right. Let me just tell you what someone just said to me. Stone says, girl, I need an Italian cheeseburger on my wedding day. Here's my closing remark. As always, it's my opinion. Nobody else is not the opinion of the Shadow World Radio. Just really well. If you're going to get married for the first time, get to know that person. Write your pros and cons list. Before you say I do should be the last word that man ever hears you say in your relationship, other than I love you all the time. If you are already married, take the time to find out whether or not you still two are on the same page, whether or not you're still going down that same path, whether or not the things that he wants are still the things that he wants, the things that you want are still the things we change from time to time. Things change with us. Doesn't necessarily mean that we're the same people 10 years ago that we are 10 years now. So, keep that in mind. And as always, tune in on Tuesday night to the Every Woman Talk Show at 7 p.m. 646-478-4507. Press 1. Talk to the producer to get on the show. I'm not sure what next week is going to be about, but you know, by middle of the week, I'll let you guys know. Love you.
Love you back.
Sounds good.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
All right, ready? Ready?
All right, everybody.
By everybody. We need to be accepted by ourselves.
No rules?
Hell no, just do the damn thing. No rules.
So it's not the same thing, but be perfectly honest and clear about certain things.
Somebody in the house say yeah. Yeah.